Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Scott Hinn and Kevin Flynn in today.
It's a big old land with
super producer Chris behind the scenes, as always, Chris Larson and Daniel answering your calls when you join us on the program today. We're going to talk with a couple of religious leaders today on the program about this Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday weekend that we're heading into. Last night, of course, Holy Thursday services, the washing of the feet, the Mass of the Lord's Supper. What happened there? Some good advice we've got from Jesus Christ in saying, hey, love your neighbor. Why don't you? As I loved you.
There's a great idea.
Might be one of the
maybe the best idea.
Very good advice, probably among the tougher things to do. When you consider sometimes, you know, people can be tough to love. But this is why we lean into that advice, especially on a blessed weekend like this weekend. So we're going to talk with Bishop John Fuld about that in a moment. Jason Lewis will join us later in the show today. He'll be on the steps of the state capitol along with yours truly. The 23rd of April, that's a Saturday.
A week from tomorrow.
It's a $9 billion surplus Minnesota has. So we're hoping that some of that will come back to the people that wrote the checks for it.
And only the governor of Minnesota would take $9 billion of taxpayer money and turn around and give $2 billion back and call it his money.
Yeah.
Here's your Tim Walz check.
Yeah.
Your Walz check.
There you go.
Seriously.
Next hour, we're going to talk with Bishop David Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese. And also Bill Panos will join us on the program today from the North Dakota Department of Transportation. Boy, oh, keep those folks in your prayers. They are trying to bust open 94 still after this massive storm. So,
buddy, I am looking at a picture of a friend of mine who's a ski patrol as well. He is out at Bridger Bowl in Montana. Unbelievable new powder out there. 2 feet of, yeah, Red Lodge got hit. So, I mean, the one silver lining is if you're a spring skier, I guess if you can get there. It snows awesome.
34 inches in Minot.
I know, crazy.
34 inches. And if you look,
the pictures are unreal.
Look what this wind did and the drifts did. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're joined now by the Bishop of the Fargo Diocese. Bishop John Fulda joins us on the program today, who is going to take Good Friday to spend some time at an abortion facility in downtown Fargo with the Stations of the Cross. We're going to talk about that today, too, because that'll be coming up at 10 this morning for folks in and around Fargo that might want to join in on that. Bishop Fulda, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to be with you.
So we were talking earlier about Good Friday, and I think many people struggle with knowing what happened on Good Friday with Jesus dying on the cross, yet it's called Good Friday. Can you help us understand that a little better?
Sure, sure. I think that, you know, obviously it's distressing to consider that Jesus was condemned, even though he was innocent, that he suffered so terribly, that he, you know, eventually was even nailed to the cross. You know, we look at all that, and it's hard to say that anything about that is good, except for the realization that he does so for our sakes. He does so to save us from sin. This is something that changes the whole complexion of it. He, you know, this sacrifice that he made is what makes this a good day, a good Friday for us, because by dying on the cross, Jesus has, in fact, saved us from sin and from eternal death. And so, you know, it's from our point of view, yes, we're sorrowful at what he experienced. We're filled with sorrow at our own sins, but we're also filled with a sense of gratitude and even rejoicing that the cross really is our salvation. Jesus is our salvation, and that's cause for joy. That's the reason that this is a good day. This is, in fact, Good Friday for all of us.
So the good is for us.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
The good is on all of us, and he died to save us. So there is the significance of it. Makes perfect sense. Last night, the recreation of the Last Supper. And I think some people also say, how is it that the Savior is the one washing the feet of disciples and others? What's the significance of that? What's the teaching there, Bishop Fulda?
Well, in the Gospel of John, Jesus explains it all to us. He, you know, at first the apostles were startled. They were incredulous. Peter wasn't interested in having Jesus wash his feet. But Jesus insists. And after he finishes, he says basically to them, what I have done, you also must do. He said, I've given you an example. He's showing us that we have to wash the feet of one another. We have to be willing to take the lowest place and to be servants of one another. And this is just really a living out of the commandment that he gave us. Love one another as I have loved you. You know, I think that he's showing to the apostles and really to all of us that love can't just be something abstract and theoretical. Love has to be lived, and especially that love has to be a self-giving love, love that is willing to pour oneself out for the sake of another, as he himself did, as he did on the cross. So that act of washing the feet was a kind of a dramatic way of teaching us that we have to be willing to lower ourselves, to be servants, to love those around us, even those who are the hardest to love, you might say. So it was a great teaching moment of our Lord.
Yeah, and think about that. Loving those that are the hardest to love, as you just said. I mean, that's not easy to do. Yeah, that's
right.
That's some pretty powerful message as he's dining and sharing his body and his blood with his disciples that night, the advice saying, you got to love others like I loved you, and I'm going to go die on that cross. I would argue that's among the hardest things he's asked us to do when you consider the daily grind of life, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And yet he's uncompromising about that. Again and again, he reaches out to the poor, the ones that Pope Francis calls the marginalized, those who are on the margins, those who are not in the center of things, but he sends us out. Our Lord is sending us out to those who otherwise would be unloved, and those that, as we both said a minute ago, those who are not necessarily easy to love for us. Our Lord is sending us out to them, and he does so from the cross, you know, by his own example of pouring out his life for the whole world, even when we were and are sinners. He's saying, okay, now you have to do what I've done.
A listener asked us to ask you, if a person who's tried to be a true believer but just can't go in on it 100% is going to hell.
Scott, I'm sorry. Well, say that again.
Ask the bishop if a person who's tried to be a true believer, but just can't go in on it 100% is going to hell. A lot to unpack there, and obviously you don't know everything. I don't know what it means to not go in on it 100%, but someone's struggling
There's a lot there, and you know, it's the kind of thing that I probably would have some questions for the person who asked. But you know, I think that our Lord sees what's in the heart. He sees that if we're sincerely trying to enter into faith, if we're sincerely trying to live faith, of course, he accepts that. I think every one of us, believers included, have questions about our faith. We have things that are difficult to understand and difficult to live. So I'm not in a position, none of us is in a position to say that anybody is going to hell. In fact, the church has never made any kind of a statement that any individual person is going to hell. The only thing we can go on is what our Lord tells us. And I think our Lord urges us to put our faith in him. And if we try to do that, if we strive to do that and feel that we're unsuccessful, then I think he's just saying, keep at it. And he's always there for us. So I think that faith is a very personal thing. And yet at the same time, we're not doing it alone. Our Lord is accepting whatever we bring to the table.
More of our conversation with Bishop John Fulda on this Good Friday. After a short time, I will tell you about a way for you to take part in the event. Abortion facility in downtown Fargo at 10 this morning as well. Stay tuned. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller. Gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Join Minnesotans from across the state at the Give It Back Rally, Saturday, April 23rd at the state capitol. It's our surplus. Give it back. Make your voice heard on Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, brought to you by MyPillow. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Get a good night's sleep, everything's better, right? And that's what Michael Lindell has done. He's invented a better way to sleep with the famous MyPillow, which really you decide how you want it. It's that adjustable interlocking foam. You make it work how you want it to work. And they last, and they last, and they last. Right now, big sale on the bedding. So we're talking about 50% off sleepwear, sheets, 2-inch mattress toppers, blankets, quilts, comforters, everything. My favorite is the sheets, 60% off. MyPillow towels, 60% off. Check out the specials. Make the day you do it. Check out the Radio Listener Square at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Special Good Friday guest today, Bishop John Folder, the Fargo Diocese, joining us today on the program. Bishop Kagan later in the show. We're also going to talk with Jason Lewis, radio talk show host of this. Rush Limbaugh fill-in for a lot of years. Going to be leading a rally down in Minneapolis, actually St. Paul, the state capital, coming up next Saturday. And also Bill Panos will join us from the North Dakota Department of Transportation for an update on the road conditions. Comments or questions, always welcome. You can text us at 701-237-1590 today, 701-237-1590, or call us at 701-258-0550. Just one added comment I thought about during the break to your commentary about it's not for any of us to decide who's not on the right path and may not have been held. Even Judas, who if we follow the Last Supper story, know that he is the one that took the silver that said, yeah, I'll turn in this guy. And later obviously said, hey, here's the silver back, and you know, went through a great agony. But even the words of Jesus saying, it would have been better for you not to be born than to do what you're going to do, doesn't mean that we believe Judas went to hell. Am I right?
Right, right. We just take Jesus' words as they are, but he never made any, you know, definitive declaration that Judas was in hell, nor do we. You know, I think that obviously what Judas did was completely wrong and a terrible, terrible betrayal. But his destiny is up to God, so we don't make any pronouncements about Judas.
And I also think of the story, the Good Friday conversation of, you know, the two thieves on each side of Jesus. And the one is sort of mocking him, saying, well, if you're the Savior, just, you know, save yourself and us, too. And the other guy says, hey, careful, buddy. You know, this guy didn't do anything. And he says, you're going to be with me in paradise. So there at the last moment, we know he's headed for heaven based on Jesus' words, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it's a wonderful little dialogue that we find in Luke's gospel. And, you know, I think that it shows us that to the very end, our Lord can give us mercy. So I think that there's hope for all of us.
Wanted to talk a little bit about what you're doing at 10 a.m. this morning down at the abortion facility in downtown Fargo, North Dakota's lone abortion facility, where about a kindergarten-sized class every week is snuffed out. It's just the saddest, awful, you know, existence that we know happens. And, you know, life goes on all around it in busy downtown Fargo. But anytime that attention could be drawn to what happens there brings us some hope that at some point that will end and this still she'll stop. You're going to be there at 10 this morning doing Stations of the Cross. Talk a little bit about the decision to go there and to do that.
Sure. Yeah, Scott, this has been going on for many, many years. The Stations of the Cross have been held outside of the abortion facility downtown just as a sign that even in that darkest of places, our Lord's salvation can come, that even there his grace can still save. And, you know, he still carries his cross in the suffering of people all over the world, but it just seems to me that there where the most innocent among us, the unborn, where they're most in danger and where their lives are taken, our Lord is especially present and trying to bring his saving grace. And so we do the Stations of the Cross there to just demonstrate that the grace of Christ crucified can even bring salvation, can even bring mercy there. And we pray fervently for a change of hearts. We pray for a conversion of those who are considering abortion. We pray for those who are participating in abortion. We pray for those who support that work. And we pray for ourselves, too, because we're all in need of conversion. We're all in need of healing and forgiveness. But really, it is a powerful moment of prayer. And we, in a small way, we kind of walk the way of the cross with our Lord right there in front of the doors of the abortion facility.
Excellent.
Praying for mercy, praying for conversion.
Explain that, walking the way of the cross, stations of the cross. What are you actually doing there while you're praying?
Well, you know, it's a custom that goes way, way, way back to the early days of the church. There was a devotional practice in Jerusalem of walking the path, walking the route that our Lord walked. And there are prayers associated with each one of those stations where Jesus fell, where Jesus met his mother, where Jesus, or where Simon of Cyrene helped him to carry the cross, where he fell again, where he met the other faithful women, and finally where he was brought to be crucified. We have stops along the way, you might say, and we say prayers at each one of those stops. You see this in churches, in Catholic churches especially. You see those stations of the cross are mounted along the walls. Just as a devotional practice, we unite ourselves to our Lord as he's walking that sorrowful way. And we pray for ourselves, certainly, but we pray for the whole world, and we offer our prayers of gratitude, and we pray for mercy to our Lord himself as he carries the cross for all of us. And we're doing that right there on the street. We have a cross mounted in front of us, and we just slowly move our way along that route. There are usually 14 stations leading up to the death and the burial of Jesus. And again, it's an old custom. It's an ancient custom. The church has continued it. And we bring that devotional practice right there to the abortion facility.
Just a few seconds left. A final message on this Good Friday, heading into Easter, for the faithful. What would you share with them today?
Well, I wish everyone a blessed Holy Week, a blessed Good Friday. It's a time of mercy. It's a time when we can all turn to our Lord and see the unbelievable love that God has for us. And I wish everyone a happy Easter as we prepare for that wonderful day when we'll celebrate Christ risen. So there's hope for all of us because of Good Friday and because of Easter.
Very, very, very solemn day today, leading to a very, very, very extraordinary event on Sunday and Easter Sunday. It's amazing, just in the span of these 3 days, for those of us Christians and what is celebrated. Quite a turn of events. And Bishop Fulda, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. God bless.
Bishop John Fulda, Fargo Diocese, a bishop for the faithful Catholics in all of Eastern North Dakota. Bishop Kagan of the Bismarck Diocese, later on in the show. Jason Lewis, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't go away. From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Freddie Mac data is revealing buying a home has rates surging at a price not seen since 1987. The average price on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week. Russia's defense ministry is reporting that the Moskva cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea fleet, has sunk. Ukraine says it hit it with missiles. Russia claims it was an accidental fire that ignited ammunition. This week's subway shooting in New York, the NYPD reported 10 people were shot, 5 of them hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and 13 others were injured in the panic. 62-year-old Frank James turned himself in and faced a federal judge Thursday. Mr. James did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. His attorney is reminding New Yorkers not to jump to conclusions.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hit at a time like a broken field runner, slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife. Says, don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight. Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, get over here.
PetroServe USA, great spot today if you're traveling, heading home for Easter. Look how many college kids are trying to get home going, Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I need to get to Bismarck. I got to go to Williston. Hey, I need to get home to Dickinson. All those trucks stranded. Unbelievable.
A friend of my son's is going to school at Bismarck State. And yeah. He's not going anywhere for a while.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going to talk with Bill Panos next hour, by the way, from the North Dakota Department of Transportation, just about the Herculean effort of getting the interstate back open. Think about this. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, closed. I don't remember. It closes with these winter storms.
Oh, yeah.
This amount of time closes. Unbelievable.
Imagine the truck stops between here and Montana,
yeah.
Too.
Anyway, packed. You can get to Valley City. And that is if you're coming from the east. And the special today, fish and fries in Valley City. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, cheesy beef potatoes or fish and chips at PetroServe USA. That's the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. 12th and I-29 fish sandwich today, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo fish sandwich. Glendon along Highway 10. How's Highway 10 doing?
You okay? It was snow-covered from Lakes to about Holly, but good on the way in.
Just got to slow up a little bit, huh?
A little bit, yeah, a little wet. More than anything.
Baked cod and pollock fillets today in Glendon or Yulin has meatballs. At PetroServe USA, Friday means personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread for $5.99, too. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. The one and only Jason Lewis joins us on this Friday. Hello, Jason. How are you?
You know, Scott, you talk about Easter and getting home, and I was thinking about getting home, too. So I went outside, and I started up my snowmobile. Oh, wait, that's the wrong season, isn't it? Easter and a snowmobile.
Right, yeah.
I'm telling you, this is like... when you hear Greta Thunberg and you hear Al Gore, James Hansen, all of the global warming con people, it's like, are you going to believe me or your own lying eyes? We got your interstate system closed down in North Dakota. Where I am in Minnesota, we've got snow on the ground and there's 28 inches of ice still on the lake. And these people are selling us the greatest bill of goods. You want to know how the COVID nonsense started, how the Russian collusion stuff started, how the state of fear during this coronavirus science started. You go back to 1988 and James Hansen and Al Gore and the climate deniers where they tried to suppress science that didn't agree with theirs. That's how you got to a position where people could deny the obvious, masks work. Well, actually, they don't. No, they work or you shut up. Get a jab. Lock down the kids. This is where this crap started, and it's got me going, man.
Well, yeah, it should. You know what worries me most about everything you just said? If you're 30 and under, you're on. You'll walk on broken glass to advance all these theories. I mean, I don't know how that happened, but you know, the COVID stuff, the global warming stuff. I mean, 30 and under. Look at the numbers of the 30 and under crowd and what they believe there. And it's also the same crowd that thinks socialism is better. You know, what does that say for our future?
Well, look, I mean, if you're not a socialist at 40, you have no heart. If you're not a conservative past 40, you have no head. I mean, the young people have always leaned that way. I will say this, speaking of Churchill, he wrote a great book called While England Slept. While the rise of fascism in Europe was going on, the British were going about their daily business, not thinking, looking the other way. While America slept, the hard left took over our institutions, whether it's the schools, whether it's the churches, whether it's the nonprofits, whether it's corporate America, whether certainly it's been the media and now online. And once they had the institutions, that was going to, you know, obviously have an effect on young people that consume this crap. So God bless Elon Musk. That's all I got to say.
What do you make of Elon Musk and Twitter? I have to say, there's a part of me that thinks there is a chess match going on in reverse here, because Elon Musk wanting to do what he wants to do with Twitter, which makes perfect sense, by the way. Obviously, come on, stop this idea of, you know, one side or the other getting silenced and all the things that happens, ridiculous. But Donald Trump not having a Twitter feed has caused the media to have to focus on the emperor with no clothes at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, who looks like a deer in headlights. You see him yesterday, that speech? Got done with the speech, turned around, tried to shake the hand of somebody who didn't exist. This happened again.
The birds don't even have any respect for him.
No! Exactly. And the White House was forced to say, by the way, we think that was some corn. It wasn't bird poop.
Like, stop talking.
Whatever. It's some splatter on his lapel. You can't make it
up. Talk about karma.
But do you hear what I'm saying? Yeah. There's a part of me that does, you know.
No, I think it's all for the good. And first of all, I was never a big Elon Musk fan until I started reading about what he wanted to do with Tesla. And I still have some questions about his relationship with the Chinese, obviously. However, when he came out in a number of interviews and said, here's what we do with electric car subsidies. We get rid of them all. This is ridiculous. The government, I'm in the electric car business, but I don't want the government subsidy. Most of his buyers don't get it anyway because they're too wealthy. But I don't want the $7,500 a car subsidy. When I saw a guy stand up and say, I'm in business, I want to make money, but instead of a handout to the government, and trust me, I saw that up close and personal in Washington for a couple of years. There isn't a business or an industry that doesn't come hat in hand begging to every politician on the Hill. And when Musk said that, I had a whole different view of this guy. I thought, well, you know, if he's saying just leave me the hell alone and let me run my business, that's a guy after my heart. And so I think he's actually become a true believer.
Well, by the way, after the situation with Putin and Ukraine, I was extraordinarily impressed too. That the guy said, "Look, you know, we need fossil fuels. Let's ramp this up."
Said that as well.
Yeah,
he said that as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I agree with you.
So
I think he's a smart guy. I'm just a little worried. I'm a little worried about the Twitter Trump thing. I don't know because it'll give the media a chance to lay off of Joe Biden. Where, I mean, this guy is. Look, 33% approval rating yesterday. 33% approval rating.
Yeah, but here's, you know, okay, let me give a caution to our Republican friends here. If you don't run on something as opposed to anti-Joe, then how are you going to govern when you get here? Well, every consultant in Washington, D.C., and any politician, well, they might not tell you in public, but I'm out of office, so I can't. The consultancy crowd in D.C. is telling every candidate, every incumbent, don't say a word on any issue, anything that could be controversial. Don't take a stand. Just let Joe wither on the vine.
Is that good advice or bad advice?
It's horrible advice.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you why. When you get there and you do win because Joe is you know, self-immolating, the first moment you try to act and you haven't told people what you were going to do, then the backlash comes.
Yeah, you see,
so they need to start talking about what they're going to do, not just how miserable Joe is that everybody can see.
Yeah, tell me what you're for. I agree with you. By the way, Rick Scott, you see what he did? He came out with a a number of things, said, hey, we get the Republican majority. Here's what we're going to do with it. Went through the whole list. And he was ostracized by Mitch McConnell and many in leadership to say, hey, you're going to give people something to shoot at. Don't do that. You know, I mean.
Yeah. So if you can't do it now in a campaign, how are you ever going to pass it into law? If Mitch, and you're right about Mitch McConnell, frankly, Mitch has got to go. But if you can't say it now because you're going to be a target, then when you get elected because you've been silent and you try to pass a bill, well, you can't do it then either because you'll be a target. So basically nothing gets done, and you've got the same two parties playing between the 40-yard lines, saying how rotten Vladimir Putin is and not saying a word about voting irregularities, about Section 230, about COVID lockdowns never again. I tell you, this is why people get skeptical. These guys, they're punting on all the tough issues because Biden is having a hard time. That is not a agenda for governing. Let me put it that way.
Texter says, one of the greatest frauds perpetrated on humanity is the tampering with the official temperature data record for the last 30 years to shift older numbers lower to create the appearance of a steady average warming since the 1930s. You agree with that?
Two things happened there, 100%. NOAA's been doing that for decades, and they'll be doing it in two ways. First of all, the satellite temperatures do not match up with the ground-based temperature sensors. Now, why is that? Why is it these satellites have a global temperature that is off, much more cool, than the ground-based temperature? Two reasons. One, the heat urban island effect, where these sensors are close to urban areas. And two, when NOAA was moving the temperature sensors towards the heat urban island effect. So you've got a situation where there's this disparity that nobody wants to talk. Temperature records only go back 100 years. Actually, a little longer than that, into the 19th century. So this entire notion, and by the way, you ever notice the same people that told us about Jussie Smollett in Covington High School and Michael Avenatti were the same ones talking about the science and COVID, global warming, and now they're saying our taxes are too low. I don't know. I'm starting to see a trend here, Scott.
Jason Lewis is with us today on the program. And if you have a question or comment, certainly welcome at 800-228-0550. Send us a text at 701-237-1590. Texter says, from open borders to instilling a pedophilia sympathizer on the Supreme Court and everywhere in between, we are being crippled every day. Not to be negative, wondering how long before the subway shooter in New York gets out on bond and lets go free. There's a lot of that sentiment right now, just that it's coming at us from every direction.
By taking mass transit from the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport someplace, you'll see exactly what. And I love Pete Buttigieg. Well, you know, you don't need a car. Take mass transit. Yeah, and get shot. These people are so out to lunch, it boggles the mind. But I'm telling you something. I warned everybody in the last three election cycles, one of which we were successful, the other one we lost, and the other one, history's yet to be written on, last 2020. But regardless, I warned everybody this would happen. The borders would be wide open. Inflation would come roaring back. We wouldn't be energy independent. We'd have crime in the street. And everything we said in my campaign against the most radical senator in the country, Tina Smith, last year, or 2 years ago, has come to pass. It's come to pass in record time. I mean, I don't take pride in that because it's destroying the country. But you know what? Jason Lewis is walking around Minnesota with a big sign on his back saying, don't blame me.
By the way, Mike Lindell says you won. You know that notion.
Well, I mean, we can talk about that if you want. the history is yet to be written there.
Isn't that something? Take a quick break here. Come back with Jason Lewis after the timeout. And get this on your calendar. 1 week from Saturday, 1 week from tomorrow, steps to the state capitol in Minnesota. Can that make a difference on getting the $9 billion surplus sent back? We'll ask. Coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away. He's one of America's most controversial billionaires, George Soros. All across America, Soros is funding far-left district attorneys for office. And once elected, these district attorneys oppose bail. They want early release for criminals. and in some cases won't even prosecute felony offenders. It's no wonder crime is spiking in major cities and our police are under fire. Now Rob Schmidt looks at the shocking situation on Newsmax. Tune into Newsmax. Watch Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m., and find out the real truth about George Soros and the dangerous district attorneys endangering our cities. You can find Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Let them know you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TVs, or start streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. Switch today and watch Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Another chance, another segment here to chat with our friend Jason Lewis. Let's, before we circle back on a few of these things, well, I got to start with the election because we brought it up. And Senator Kevin Cramer, your friend, has said legal theft, what he calls legal theft, where state constitutions were modified, is being kind, corrupted would probably be the better way. To say, hey, there are no rules. This is the problem. This is what caused the lack of election integrity in 2020. You agree with that?
Yeah, 100%. Kevin's right. The fact is it was unconstitutionally modified by secretaries of state that had no statutory authority to rewrite election law. And the sad fact is nobody's talking about it on our side because some poll by Rick Wilson and the Lincoln Project tells them to shut up about it. These are the people that advise the Republicans into oblivion. Now they're obviously Democrats, as we can see. But the point is, we had COVID voting rules, which was the real end game for all this nonsense. 47 days of voting in Minnesota, mail-in ballots, 600,000 votes that were not matched up by the time the election was certified. I want you to think about that. 600,000 absentee or mail-ins that the state could not match to their SVRS, the statewide voter registration system, by the end of November when the election was certified. So you're certifying an election without knowing really who those votes were. And yet, the Secretary of State will not audit one county in Minnesota. Well, not one. Well, you know, you look at Biden in Republican counties outperformed Obama. How is that possible? It isn't possible. So I happen to think that the Republicans are whistling past the graveyard if they don't muster up some courage and talk about this. Because if you're running statewide in Minnesota, or any other purple state, you're never going to prevail if you don't have election integrity. What's the point of all the issues if they can keep these COVID voting rules? And unconstitutionally, by the way. The Eighth Circuit kind of teed it up, said Simon had no business doing this, but nobody's followed up on it. Maybe we will.
Yeah, when you talk about 22,000 absentee ballots in Crow Wing County, not exactly a metropolitan area, 22,000.
That's right, that's Republican. Republican Crow Wing County in the Brainerd Lakes area, 22,000 absentees that come November 25th when the election was certified had not been matched up on the SVRS. Now, how do you go forward that way with a straight face? Well, look, this is not anything new. I mean, voting fraud's been going on since Kennedy versus Nixon. So the notion that you can't talk about it is, yeah, just another example of the Democrat media complex demanding censorship because they know they're on the wrong end of an issue.
Yeah, and
so the best way was.
There's a lot of people say, yeah, hey, right. what do you expect? If you don't fix 2020, what's going to happen in 2022? It's going to be more of the same.
That's the point. Statewide. Now, you can pick a congressional district here or a state senate seat here and still prevail. But if you're running statewide, And the shenanigans are going to continue in Olmsted County and Rochester, in St. Louis County and Duluth, in Hennepin and Ramsey in the cities. I don't know how you think you're going to prevail. So, again, Republicans are getting bad advice from the consultancy class that says, oh, no, that does not poll well. Don't talk about COVID. Don't talk about masking. Don't talk about election integrity. Don't talk about Section 239. Don't talk about the border. You'll come off as a xenophobe. We can't have that. Look, folks, we're just trying to get elected here. And you wonder why people are like Trump. Here's a guy that wasn't afraid to talk about this stuff.
So are you for walls checks? You want to get one of those walls checks?
I can't wait.
King Walls wants to give out $2 billion in checks, Jason. What a benevolent guy, right?
A year ago, before the surplus, skyrocketed to $9.3 billion in St. Paul. A year ago, he was advocating tax increases. Only when the polls flipped did he say, I'll give you some of the money back now, but it's not going to be permanent. Because next budget biennium, when we run another surplus, I want to keep it. Mm. So it's a con job. Now, look, give the money back, that's great, but they need permanent tax cuts, like the kind we got during the Pawlenty administration, when we rallied at the state capitol for 20 years, we had tax cut rallies for 20 years when I was on the radio in the cities, and we got tax reduction during the Pawlenty administration because of it. We got tax reduction when I was in Congress. So mobilizing does pay dividends, and that's why next Saturday on the 23rd, we're going to jumpstart those tax cut rallies. You're going to be a part of that. But we got $9 billion. Think about this. In 2011, the budget biennium, the budget biennium was $29 billion. You know what it is today? You know how much money they're collecting today? $57 billion. Yeah. That is a 75% increase in a decade.
Yeah.
Who makes that kind of money, Scott?
Who has that kind of increase? No, you're absolutely right. And look, they need to feel it. They need to feel it with people on the steps of the state capitol. And as you say, this is a history of working. This is a way to wake folks up. So You know, 11 a.m. on a Saturday. Get out of the routine. Get on the steps of the state capitol next Saturday. It'll be fun to be amongst the like-minded folks who want to stand up for common sense. This walls check stuff is ridiculous. Walls check.
Saturday, April 23rd, 11 a.m., state capitol in St. Paul. I will be there. You will be there. Everybody needs to be there.
We're going to have a grand old time. Jason, great to catch up with you. Thanks, man. Good to talk to you.
Always a pleasure.
Texter says, you need to have Jason Lewis on more often. He's great. We agree.
We do agree.
Yeah.
Good man.
He's the best. A good Friday message from Bishop David Kagan. We come back, plus Bill Panelsman, DDOT, coming up.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930, 929-3930, or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.